USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael, now a Category 4 storm with winds of 140 miles an hour, hours from making landfall on the Florida Panhandle. Here's Hurricane Specialist Jack Bevin.
This is a very dangerous, life-threatening hurricane, and all preparations against a landfalling major hurricane in the hurricane warning area should be rushed to completion, including evacuation and whatever other precautions are necessary at this time.
Watches and warnings are up for parts of Florida as well as Georgia, Alabama, and the Carolinas. Fewer immigrants will get green cards under new rules that the Trump administration is expected to publish today, rules that will limit green cards based on immigrants' use of government benefits. The new rules could impact the applications of hundreds of thousands trying to become legal permanent residents. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
At a rally in Council Bluffs, Iowa yesterday, President Trump speaks about a proposal he's made to allow year-round sales of gasoline with higher blends of the corn-based fuel ethanol.
We are unleashing the power of E15 to fuel our country all year long.
Farmers in Iowa and other states have been pushing for greater sales of ethanol. The EPA currently doesn't allow the sale of gas with more than 15% of ethanol in it because of possible smog. The family of the driver involved in Saturday's deadly limousine crash in upstate New York is putting a spotlight on the vehicle's safety record. A lawyer for the family of Scott Lesnickia says he thought he was driving a safe vehicle when he and 19 others died in that crash. Investigators say the limo, in fact, had been ordered out of service, having had problems with its brakes and tires. But they've also said Lesnickia was not licensed to drive such a vehicle. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
He's been a terrific guy.
That's President Trump referring to someone he'll be meeting with in the Oval Office tomorrow, rapper Kanye West.
He loves what we're doing for African-American jobs, for so many different things.
The White House says they'll meet in the Oval Office, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, will be there, as they'll discuss varying topics from prison reform to reducing violence in America. Instagram is using artificial intelligence to look for online bullying in photos. The social networking service saying it's rolling out machine learning technology to help combat the problem. As Instagram notes, bullying affects teenagers far more than any other group, and many teens do use Instagram. The new head of Instagram is calling it a complex problem, saying the company has more work to do to limit bullying and to spread kindness. Instagram's parent company, Facebook, also announcing new anti-bullying tools this month. And it seems pop singer Taylor Swift's recent social media post about the upcoming midterm elections is causing a surge in voter registration. After she said she'll be voting in Tennessee and endorsed a Democratic candidate there, BuzzFeed reports that Vote.org found 65,000 people registered to vote in the 24 hours after she shared that post. Over 150,000 people also checked out her website during that period. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.